Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since gold. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I welcome back Nikki Kaur, where we'll be talking about numerology. And I'll say that again, numerology, just in case it was a bit fuzzy there. Nikki, welcome to the show, back to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you, Gavin. I'm good, thank you. And thank you for inviting me. How are you?
I'm all right. It's good to have you back on the show. We've done a few shows, isn't it? I think this subject's so interesting that it's great that you come back on, you know?
No, and I appreciate to be here, yes. And hopefully there's more of an awareness, but hopefully we'll cover this in this call.
Absolutely. Just remind us, just for any listeners that are quite new to the show or to this session, what's numerology and how does it differ and how does it relate to these times?
I think the word that comes in my head is uncertainty. There is such an uncertainty about the future. And the future doesn't have to be far ahead. It can be quite near to maybe in months, in weeks. And what numerology does is give you an insight of exactly what's happening looking at your chart. And how the chart is presented is from your full name and your date of birth. And then looking at, you could use that, you would look at them numbers and look at what number is working with which number, and the probability of something happening is the more chance of getting the answer of what determines whether, let's say, you're going to get a job or you're not. But it's not as easy as that, because you have to understand the numbers, you have to understand the person. And then intuitively, I feel that I can actually help individuals, and that's where my success has been. And the numbers, which is the numerology, is a guide, you could say, a tool that I use.
Okay. And someone, my understanding is someone has to give like a date of birth. Is that right?
Yeah, so they give their full date of birth and their full name, and the name has to be from their birth certificate. To get the accuracy of the chart. It is done mathematically. It's not an absolute, which I tell all my clients, but it is very accurate and quite detailed about events, and especially when that uncertainty that we're all undergoing at this present moment.
And so with the date, the person's date of birth and their name, along with that information, does it differ each month or time of the year or season? That can that affect things as well?
I think it doesn't affect that. It affects you and your particular year that you're going through. So every 9 years, we change a year. So let's say you go through a year 9, it will revert back to year 1. And then the following year will be year 2, and then so forth, 3 up to 9, and then it reverts back to 1 to 9, if that makes sense. So then, depending on what energies are going through at that period of time and the alignment of the universal year, let's say, for instance, this year is 2025, which totals to be a 9. But you yourself individually could be going through a 9 too, which means that you're going to have quite a bit of a drama in that particular year, quite a bit of upheavals and potentially issues in that particular year. It is to do with ending, which means we could potentially have an ending to a job. But an ending doesn't necessarily mean negative, because you will find sometimes within your chart, it determines a new chapter in your life. And if that ending didn't happen, you might have not pursued your new chapter or new adventure.
And so that has a massive bearing, isn't it, in terms of it might influence some people's decisions in what they want to do. Would that make sense?
I think it gives more of a clarity. So when we're making a decision, our decisions can be very clouded by emotion, fear, anxiety, the uncertainty, feeling that I now can't see clearly about my future. That can have an effect on our attitude and us making the right decision. What numerology does is give clarity to say, no, whatever's happened has happened for a reason. However, this is what you're expected in the next 12 months or the next 2 years. Or if there is any specific questions, for instance, somebody struggling getting onto the property ladder and they really feel that they're never going to make it, the chart can determine it whether they will or not, and if so, when. So clarity comes into mind when it comes about numerology chart. And if all of us could have that clarity, we could really save ourselves from a lot of mental health and seeing things for what it is, not for what we want it to be in that moment because of our emotions, such as fear.
And have you had feedback from a lot of your clients about, you know, because of your guidance and support, they made decisions which were really beneficial?
Ironically, what I find interesting is when I'm actually doing charts, and there's a lot of my actual advice is that actually I was thinking about this week, or I was thinking about that a couple of months ago. So the alignment is there with the numbers of what I can see, and intuitively I'm connecting. So the answer to your question, do they find it beneficial? Absolutely. But I always feel that each one of us know the answer. What numerology does is bring things to the surface and try to allow you to find that answer and bring it to the surface. Deep inside, if we have that clear thinking, we know the answer. But again, it's covered by the emotions and we can't think clear. So you use this tool to allow you to just take it for what it is, not for what we want it to be.
Okay. So do you think it helps people's intuition, though, to guide them? It kind of helps along with that, basically.
Intuition is something of a deeper self of yourself, of instincts, of what you could call it sixth sense. You could call it, and I'm not going to say that some of us have got it. I think potentially we've all of us have got it. Do we want to tap into it? That's our choice. And depending on whether we are quite spiritual, quite open-minded, there a lot of them factors come into that. So you couldn't say that they might not determine as intuition, but they know, if that makes sense. They might not, that terminology might not come in their head, but they had a feeling on it. So I guess what I'm trying to say, destiny, I personally believe, is already written, and you only have limited choices within that parameter. It's like a set of cards that you've got to play. You've got a set of cards that have been played out to you, and I've got a set of cards. What we do within them cards is only a very limited choice. So intuitively, you could say you know your destiny, but you might not use that terminology if you're not that way inclined.
How does numerology help people practically, on that practical level?
I think practically, if you can understand your character, your likes, your dislikes, your strengths, your weaknesses, then you can understand in how you yourself are portraying in this world, whether it might be through work, whether it be through home. And you start to look at the behaviours of yourself. So you start to become quite analytical about yourself. That then determines, if you give yourself space, of what decisions you're going to make. Because you understand yourself. You understand why you made that decision. So if we can understand our numbers, we can understand what's going to come and how you're going to deal with it. So it gives, again, that word I love it, but it's clarity. Having that clarity is a must. So then practically, how does it work? For instance, that if I, in the chart, said, you know what, you've got a one destiny, which means that in as older you get, after the age of 36, you will become more independent. You will become where you are at the right place at the right time. And you will be financial. kind of secured and will have financial freedom eventually.
People love hearing that bit, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But what a wonderful message to give. And that individual, if they take that as being that, can you imagine at every opportunity they're going to be positive? And positive thinking drives positive results.
Absolutely. It sounds like also from doing numerology, it gives people some level of confidence as well. Do you find your clients become more confident in using your services?
Yeah, confident in a sense that they know themselves. It comes back to, again, the power lies within each one of us, is knowing yourself. So if we can know who we are, what we are, we can project ourselves, what does that happen? It comes with confidence. We accept who we are. Because a lot of us have this, where does unconfidence come from? Where do it, when we don't feel confident, it's because we are doubting ourselves. But if the chart can say, actually, these are your positives, these are the things that you need to work at, you've already got it there. Now, individuals know that what they're about, but somebody like myself or somebody else telling them gives them another vision to think, hang on, yes, this is my characteristics. What can I do about it? What am I going to do about it? And I think confidence from the chart comes from application. So when I do the chart, I will look at the weaknesses and I will look at the strengths, but I'll give some practical steps in how they can look at improving themselves.
Absolutely. And you covered, it varies what kind of areas you can cover, doesn't it? I know from my previous shows, it could be like relationships or work, and that it varies, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the areas that we would cover would be work, relationships, money, career, children, moving house, education. So it can cover quite a bit. Compatibility.
Yeah, it varies quite a lot. Which one do you think is the most popular that people ask to discuss with you?
I think definitely relationships, marriage, or finding a partner is what I find that there's a lot of people that come for that. But I can imagine that career and finances would be another key thing that would be the second thing that we have a lot of our clientele's.
Of course. We're just going to a quick ad break and then we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Nikki, thank you for that insight into numerology and a bit more about the subject. I know you just mentioned before that there's different areas that, you know, you might discuss with people. It might be relationships, job, family, etc. Is it okay if you give us an example of someone that you worked with recently and a discussion that you had with them?
In terms of how did the chart go?
Yeah, just what they wanted to talk about, what subject matter. You did the chart with them and then obviously you interpreted what the charts were saying and they might have gone away and whatever decision they made and what the outcome of that was. It doesn't have to be that recent, but just something that stands out, you know?
Like a case study, yeah, absolutely. There was one of my clients that was really struggling to have a baby, which get pregnant. She had tried lots of treatments, etc., still was unsuccessful to the extent that she gave up. But she had been given my details for me to reach out and do her chart. And she said, look, I've only done it because of my family members have said that I need to get it done. And I said, no, that's absolutely fine. Went through her numbers, explained to her that if she can just start to change her diet, look at what she's eating, stress is a massive thing. Then when I looked at her numbers, I also saw that next year that she would get pregnant and have a healthy baby. And then a year later, she texted me and said, guess what, Nikki, you've just had a baby boy. And thank you so much for just giving and restoring my confidence back again of potentially even having a baby, because I'd given up completely. So that made me feel very happy, because that made a person that felt like they're never going to be a mom again or even become a mom at all. And actually have a baby boy that was quite, you know, healthy, and she was very, very happy.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing, you know. And, yeah, it sounds like what you do as well, it really, from people feeling helped and supporting them to see what might be coming up and all the rest of it, the satisfaction that you must get from being able to do that must be great.
Yeah, I think that is my passion, and I've always been that passion to help. Service first is always my vision and always the way forward. When I came into this industry, I didn't even have a business. It was just for 20 odd years helping family and friends. And it was only another friend of mine that was in, you know, from a business background, that said, you really need to do this as part of your business, as it being a very niche business in itself, just to reach out to people that really would benefit from it. And that's where I had started a business. But definitely I can't explain, but while I'm doing the chart, there's an instant reward. And the fact that you can hear that they benefit from it, the emotions, actually somebody understands me, actually somebody knows me, that's totally impartial, totally unjudgmental. So definitely, it's my heart and soul.
I think it's fantastic. Is it okay if you talk a bit more about your journey with numerology? That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so when I initially started out, I remember only had done a very small exhibition where didn't really charge much at all, just on the basis that, again, I kind of thought just help people more. And that's where this individual that I said to you come from a business background and said, you know, I've heard that you do this numerology, could you do mine? And when he said, I really don't believe in this, but, you know, I'll give it a try, because my wife previously had had a chart delivered by you. And I did his chart there, and his words was, as I've always smiled when he said this, he said, are you stalking my emails? Because he said the words you use, everything was like, you know. And that's when he turned around and said, take it as, you know, do it as a business, reach out, because there is definitely a need for that. And I think the nature, which is really my own nature, is such that I want to go and help people. It has to come from the heart. It has to come from somewhere that actually you have that genuine interest.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you've got to, you know, want to, you know, help people's lives. It's just that motivation, you know. And you mentioned the word exhibition. You've got a show coming up. You're going to be presenting at a show, Numerology. Is that right?
Yes, it's a show in Harrow, and it's Hey Gorgeous in London. You've got a really good footfall of, you know, a minimum of 7,000 people, so there's going to be a lot of people there. Really excited, and that's on the 20th of September and 21st of September. I will be giving discounts there, which on the packages, there will be different competitions, etc., of winning charts. So I'm really excited if anyone lives in that area, and for them to come and see them.
Absolutely fantastic. It'd be great, I think, for people to meet you and, you know, have a chat more in detail about what you do, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I think that would be really nice, just to spread the awareness and speak to and network and work with people. And, you know, we will possibly looking at also like tasters for them to have that, so they know what it means, so we can do some bookings on that, which will be not obviously charged for the packages, but it'll be an additional just for 10, 15 minutes for them to see what they think of it. Because there's interestingly a lot of people and clients do say that, oh, they didn't hear numerology, they've heard astrology, they know about cards, like tarot cards, but not numerology. So there is definitely something that a lot of us might not be prevalent unless you're in that industry.
I know you currently do individual charts. What else are you looking at exploring to help your clients?
So what I would love to do, and there's something that I am looking at packaging, is a lot of my clients have asked, do you teach this? Do you train this? So, you know, can we benefit from this that we can use it ourselves? And that's going to be a future thing that I'm going to start doing, training packages and teaching individuals on this. The other thing that would be interesting is giving packages of like 12 months where you actually can give an oversight of what each month is going to happen for that individual. And that, let's say they've got a very stressful meetings at work, they know what's going to come, but they just want some clarity. So then we can look at 12 months projection on that. And it doesn't have to be just work related. It can be any areas of really drilling down of actually what does it mean? Because time's important to us, isn't it? And we want that time frame. We want that clarity on time frame.
Absolutely. I understand, Nikki, you wanted to take the opportunity on air to delve deeper into each number, 1 to 9, so listeners can see if it relates to them. Is it okay for you to talk a bit about the numbers?
Yeah, of course it is. So we will kind of touch with this in terms of light, because there's a lot that I could say about each number, but what I'm going to do is give you an overview of it. How long do we have on this, Gavin? So give them a bit of an idea.
We've got another like 20 minutes left of the show. Well, actually a bit less than that, about 18 minutes. And we've got some other questions. But what I would say is, it's fine. Just have a chat. Let's just go into it, you know, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, brilliant. So we'll start with character one. So now when we say character one, you're looking at anybody that's born on the 28th, 19, 10 or 1. Now, obviously the character will differ depending on what that number one is made of. So is it made of 19, which is 1 and a 9? Or is it made of a pure 1? Or is it made of a 10? Or is it made of a 28? So that's something that we would have to go into in more depth when we would do a full chart. So what I would say to the listeners is not to take it literally on the basis that it might not be exact for each number one, because it determines of what it's made of, if that makes sense. So overall, a one character is independent. So they like to be independent. They like to make decisions on their own. And they don't really like to be told. They are usually natural born leaders. So they are inclined to change, but normally positive. They are strong-willed and determined and competitive, and they can be competitive positively. They always act with a sense of a purpose, and they can inspire others positively. In terms of good visionaries and of goals and targets, they're very good at that. In terms of then kind of, you could say that's a positive that I've just said, but if you were to look at more of a negative part of them, they can be deemed as being, because they are so independent, it can be deemed as being that they're selfish, but they're not. They're just quite, this is what I need to get done. So they might not appreciate other personalities as much because they actually rely on themselves. But that standoffish can be perceived as that. They also can, because of their independence and their good luck that attracts them, they can be again deemed as being as if they're showing off, but they're not necessarily are showing off. It's just that they're at the right place at the right time. So that's your one. So number two, I love this one because, and I have to admit to you, and I'm not being biased, I'm a number two, but I always see as number two, always think of number two. They'll always think of others. Number one will always intend to think of themselves. Neither of them, I do need to state this, and neither is their right number or wrong number. Everybody brings a lot on the table of the strengths and weaknesses. Wouldn't it be amazing if all of us could work with them numbers? So just to be open-minded about that. So number twos always want to maintain harmony in any situation, and they always need to be in a relationship or less spiritual. They work in people-orientated or teamwork. Their highest priority is mostly others' welfare, and they also have a resilience and an ability to survive. In terms of negative ones, they are highly sensitive and emotional. And that can also be a negative for them because of their sensitivity. They do feel that they do need a relationship, and they can always be in a position of self-sacrificing on that purpose of helping people. Now, remember, the two is made of either two, if you're born on the second, 20, and 11. Now, 11 is a master number, so that's quite slightly different to a 2, is more independent than a typical 2 or 20. So then we'll go to number 3. Number 3 is, you could say that they're the life of the party. They are very quick-witted, quite uplifting, very natural communicators, and absolutely a great sense of humour. And they have excellent social skills and enjoy talking. In terms of their negative, they can lack focus and sometimes discipline. And that's just because they like to have more fun. And they also, they won't delve into much of a deep kind of conversation. They are individuals that are quite light-hearted, hence why they will want light-hearted conversation, and that's why they're so fun-loving. Is that okay?
That's pretty, yeah, that's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. So then we'll go on to number 4. And again, the 4s, what I need to stress out is whatever totals the number. So you always need to look at the pure 4, 13, 40. Actually, you wouldn't get a 40, would you? Possibly.
Yeah, I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a 40. But yeah, it'd be just a 4, 13, or 22. So that would be, these individuals are very organised, extremely organised. They love predictability, so they don't like any kind of surprises. So they like to be, we know what's happening, and they're quite predictable in that sense. They love stability and responsibility, and they are very intelligent you could potentially say they can be genius. So they get things very quickly. They're very practical minded. So you'll find four characters will practically get involved, not emotionally. And they can be very committed to a project and patient in a long term. The negative would be they have strong ideas of right and wrong. So there's not a middle with them. They can be quite private, so quite the people might deem them as being quite secretive, but that's just because they're very cautious of people and very wary, and they don't like to be criticised. They don't take that very in a good way. So then we move on. I'm just conscious of your time, Gavin.
That's okay. But before we go on to the number five, we'll just go to a quick ad break and then we'll join it back after. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, of course. Let's go
to a quick ad break. Excellent.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, Nikki, brilliant. So you're going to talk to us about the number five.
Yes. So fives are, if you can think about, is more of a neutral number. It is in the middle. It's neither negative nor neither positive. It's a very balanced. Fives are very good communicators. They're even better communicators than number three. They can read the room very well. They are they naturally, and if these people could potentially be in sales, because they have the gift of the gab. They go with the flow, so they will basically neither are they rigid. So for instance, a four would be either I want this or I don't, whereas a five will be like, oh well, I'll go with you. The negative could be fives can either talk a lot or the opposite. They're very quiet. They love food. They love eating. They have a hard to make a decision. So with the fact that they go with the flow, it stops them from making a decision, and that can be quite difficult. But positively, they can communicate with their friends and family and get many different advices and then make a decision, which helps them. So then we can go to a six. Six people are very harmonious, very love being in harmony, peace, very family orientated, very heavily involved in family. Love beauty, have an eye for a beauty. And relationships matter to them. So keeping their partner happy, etc., matters to them. They love children. Negatively, they can become quite fixated on a one thing. Or you could say quite, unless they get it, they don't give up. So they're very determined. They can find that a lot of people will come to them to get help because of their nature. And they do get let down quite a bit, and usually through family members. And then seven characters. As a positive, they are very intelligent, very good at knowing what's going to happen before anybody else knows, because of their deep thinking. Very personal. Quite keeps things to themselves. And their analysis is off the chart. So their mind of an analytical mind is very good. In terms of the negative because of their intelligence, and because they are intelligent, they can be deemed as arrogant. Now, that's not because they are arrogant. It's just that people perceive them as that because they think, oh, they know, he knows it all or she knows it all. It's just because they have that intuitiveness about them. They can, again, intend to put themselves first, but they have more of a spiritual tint to them. They understand that actually I should help and it's a good thing to help. But as long as they don't get into that realm of actually, well, what is it in for me? Because a seven is a very spiritual number, so that needs to be portrayed in a very humble way. And due to that, they will attract more success. But negatively, they could attract the wrong circumstances due to their attitude. Eight, very similar to a four, very organised, have natural managerial skills, very objective, very practical, quite headstrong. In terms of negative, can be deemed as very authoritative, where people feel like they've been told off from them. Their approach can be a bit blunt, and it's not because they're being nasty with it, it's just that's their nature. But they are very good in it, creating an atmosphere where everybody is organised or they're very good at putting events together. So, well, kind of, they're the people that would be well established in businesses, etc. Then finally, it's a nine character. Nine characters are naturally very humanitarian. They want to go out there and help. They're very passionate. So if they're in a passion of something in terms of making a difference, they will do it. Their strength is off the chart. They're deemed as being very strong. And negatively, they can get very angry by matters and because it upsets them. They do forgive, but they don't forget, just to protect themselves. And that's everything in terms of that number, and obviously that I can delve more into when I do the charts.
Fantastic. You offer 20% off the silver and gold package, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. We have a few minutes. Do you want to talk a bit about your packages, if you want?
Yeah, so the silver package will give... You could say it's the middle part of it where clients can ask, go through all their characters, go through the soul number, their destiny number, the pinnacles that they're going through. Pinnacles is a period of time that they will go through for 9 years, determine where that pinnacle number is, their life path, and then questions that they want to ask. The gold pack and that silver package is available on the website. Then the gold package is the whole full chart, and they can ask as many questions with everything else, which will be included, like the soul number, which is the inner self of that person, which only that person would know. So currently the silver package is £90 and the gold package is £150.
Brilliant. And you offer a free 10-minute for like a taster, is that well? Is that right?
That's right, yes. If they can reach out to me, message me, then I can give a 10-minute free taster, yes.
That's great. If people want to touch base with you about numerology and for reading, etc., where can people find you?
Find me on Facebook, on Destiny by Numbers. You can find me on Instagram, on Destiny by Numbers. And our website, which is www.destinybynumbers.co.uk.
Nikki, great to have you back on. And neurology is a great subject, and what you do, I think, is fantastic. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Gavin.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.